When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. And while I'm a small bit late to the party on this one, I did want to give it some time to see if I could get as much information as I possibly could on this player. And that player is Villarreal's starlet, Senegalese starlet, Nicholas Jackson, and somebody we've been linked with. I'm going to say there's spurious links at the moment. There's been nothing massively concrete, and I completely understand that. You're always going to get these links to former players of managers that have come through or that have moved into other clubs. And Nicholas Jackson is the first one of those that we seem to have gotten from the Unai Emery era here at Aston Villa. Unai Emery era, which has started today, Wednesday, the 2nd of November. His work permit has been granted. We've seen pictures of him on the field. And it's great to see that. And it's great to see all of the, the pageantry that goes along with that. And long may it continue. Long may he be able to bring good fortunes towards Aston Villa Football Club like he has done to previous clubs he has managed in the past. But as I say, one of his former charges, Nicholas Jackson, is somebody that I do wish to talk about today. And I, as always, have some slides done on Mr. Jackson, and we'll take a little look. As I say, one of the reasons that I kind of held off on this was I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know knew a whole pile about him when the news broke last Thursday. I think it was. Maybe it was last Thursday, yeah, that Nicholas Jackson's name was first mentioned. And the reason for that is he's played an awful lot of his time in La Liga 2 with Villarreal B. Now, La Liga 2, for a lot of people there, just to let you know, that is the championship of Spain. And Villarreal's B team does play in that division. So quite a competitive league. But one of the biggest things with regards to that is that, look, obviously, it's not something I've seen quite a lot. That's where Nicholas Jackson has played most of his games. He has obviously been elevated into the first team squad over the course of this year, and there's more footage available from that point of view. But I wanted to take a good look at him. He's not somebody that has, genuinely speaking, he's not somebody that's ever really kind of massively crossed my radar. Even when you look at that Villarreal team, you know, it's really very much so this year and the back end of last year where he's made his name within that team. And as I say, it's been nice getting to know him and getting to take a look at him and form my own opinion on him and basically take a look to see what other people think of him too. So together we're going to take a little journey and we're going to try and find out as much about Nicholas Jackson as we possibly can. As I say, I never shared my slides. There we go. I might as well change my background as well. Why not? And subscribe, guys. If you haven't already subscribed and you like this podcast, please give this a thumbs up and also subscribe on YouTube. That would really, really be great. And I really, really appreciate it. So a little few things about Nicholas Jackson. I just wanted to mention here, obviously, Unai Emery has managed him before. Nicholas Jackson is he's a 21-year-old Senegalese wide forward, center forward. I've seen him play more in a center forward role. People that I have, that I respect quite a lot, when I have looked at what they think of him, think that he can play out wide, or he can play through the center. He can play in that kind of withdrawn role as well, which is a really interesting one for me. And we'll talk about that in a moment from what I've seen. But Unai Emery in 2021, no, we're in 2022. No, yeah, early 2022, said that Nicholas Jackson is doing a very good job with the B team. He's a player with an interesting style of play. We will see how we can help him and what he can bring to us. He can play in different attacking positions. And I got that from the footballscout.net. I got that from an article that I found in there, and it's a direct quote apparently from Unai Emery. Also, as I say, he is a Senegalese underage international, which is fantastic to see. Aston Villa have set up their Senegalese scouting network, and they've set up that academy within Senegal. And maybe there is some links in that. You look at his current value there, and you're paying for potential and 9 million for somebody who has, once again, I'll say it again, the potential to have potential is something that's really interesting to see. Are the club going to dip into the market to try and purchase players that are probably further along in their journey at the age of 21? If anybody looked into the podcast we did last night about the things that Emery must need to do, you'll notice that I mentioned that I think that we will have to bring in some older players, or maybe an older player in midfield. But obviously we're not going to abandon the drive to have sustainability and the drive to have younger players within the team. And why would we? And if somebody like Nicholas Jackson is somebody that Unai Emery thinks that can come to the Premier League and can grow within the structures that Aston Villa have, well, then absolutely. I think it would be, you know, it would be quite interesting to see something like that happen. You can look at his heat map. Sorry, completely lost track of words there for a moment. You can look at his heat map there at the bottom, and he does get around the field. He does come drop deep an awful lot, and you can see it's really interesting for a centre forward. And from what I've seen of him, specifically playing in La Liga 2, he does play more so in that central centre forward role, but he does come deep. And we'll speak about that in a moment, because I think it really suits some of the attributes that he has. He's a big, imposing guy. You watch this guy, if you get any footage of this guy, even watch him on a YouTube video. Even if you want to watch him on a YouTube video, watch him there. See how big he is in comparison to what he looks like in his profile photo you can see up there. This guy takes up space on the field, which is good, which is really good, and which is something I think Aston Villa's forward line needs. We need that change of pace striker. And we'll get on to this as well, but we need the striker who can come deep, can take the ball, can shield it. Ollie Watkins has shown an inability to grow that part of his game. And it's certainly not Danny Ings' game. Danny Ings' game is getting in behind, getting on the end of things, and, you know, being that fox in the box, or being not even that fox in the box, but being that kind of that finisher type. That's Danny Ings' game. Nicholas Jackson might give us something different to that. And it's something I don't think that the club has. There's nobody at the club who can do that at the moment. Keenan Davis has gone on loan to Watford. Whether his days are numbered as an Aston Villa player, time will tell. But I think that Nicholas Jackson could bring that different type of play style to Aston Villa. And as I say, something that I would advise you to go and watch, and see. You'll see what I mean straight away. What Nicholas Jackson does is he comes deep. He's a big guy. You can't really get around him, as I say. He comes deep. He's got a really, really good sleight of foot. So when the ball comes to him, he's able to move it quickly. He's able to spin defenders. He's able to turn around. He's able to link up the play. What he absolutely loves to do is he loves to take that ball in, pass it, and you should see him. The pace that he gets moving at after he lays that ball off to get past the defender that he's just shielded the ball from and try and break that offside trap. It's really, really impressive. It's really impressive. We just do not have a player like that who can take the ball in, pass it, spin off, destroy that defender, leave that defender in his wake, and get in behind that defender again to try and break the offside trap And that's why we cannot go through the centre against any team in the Premier League. We find it so difficult. It's why we find it difficult to create. It's why we have to go wide an awful lot. And it's been something that's kind of hampered us throughout an awful lot of the last 2 years within our build-up play. I'm not saying this guy is going to be this magic potion. I'm just saying that when I see him against La Liga 2, when I see him against La Liga 2 teams, this is something that he shows he can do. And remember, La Liga 2 may not be of the same caliber as the Championship, but it's the Spanish Championship, if that's what you want to call it. So it's a decent enough level. It's not like he's playing against 17, 18-year-old kids down there. He's playing against some experienced individuals. And something I really, really liked the look of with him. He's very good with his back to goal. He likes to play with his back to goal, but also when he comes deep, as I say, first thing he wants to do is get forward. And I think that's what suits him, because he's quicker than fast, if that makes sense. So he's not like a Raheem Sterling who gets up to 90 miles an hour straight away. He has a bit of a stride in him. And why he comes deep, and why I like that part of his game when he does come deep and lays that ball off, is it allows him to break that offside trap, because it's not going to be a case whereby the player who gets the ball plays it directly over the top or slides him straight through. He's going to need one or two little steps to get past. But like, his effort in getting up to that speed, and I hope people understand what I mean by he's quicker than fast. Like, he's not immediately at 90 miles an hour. It maybe takes him a step or two to get up to get into stride. That doesn't mean he's slow. It doesn't mean he's cumbersome. You guys will know what I mean when you see him. It's one of the things I think that is apparent. He's almost faster over the first step or two when he's running with the ball. One of those anomalies. You tend to see it in players an awful lot. It's a trait that you tend to see in footballers, that sometimes when they have to concentrate on running, they run sometimes over the first couple of steps with the ball, that they can go a small bit faster. Once again, you guys have eyes yourselves. Go watch it, see if you see what I see. But I think that's what I like to see, or what I see with him as well. He does have a very good change of tempo. And when I say that it takes him a step or two to get up to start building speed, I wonder, is this something that he does on purpose to try and flat foot defenders? So I've been saying it there as something that is noticeable. But also, I've got a note written down here to say, is this something that he's been taught to do? To give defenders a misstep. You know, I'm not saying he does any stutter steps or anything like that, but it's almost like languid 1-2 steps, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's into his stride. Maybe for a guy that is that big, like he looks on the field when you look at him, and very remiss to, like, I'm not comparing him to Didier Drogba, okay? But when you look at him, he's got that kind of running style. He's got that type of coming deep to pick up the ball type style. And once again, you take a look at him and you comment in the comments below if you think that I'm absolutely off my rocker when I mention stuff like that. But take a look at him. See what you see. See if it is something similar to the way that Drogba may have played. Or sorry, the way that Drogba may have done that, where he takes the ball deep, lays it off, and then doesn't burst into a sprint straight away, but almost invites the defender to shadow his run and then leaves him for dead with a run through the centre. And I like it. I like it. I like what I see from it, albeit at a different level. When you look at what he does in the air, he's better than average in the air. I'm remiss to say that he's brilliant in the air or anything like that. He's quite a big guy, as I say. And the reason I'm going to say that is that he wins an awful lot of knockdowns in the air, and he flicks an awful lot on, which is absolutely brilliant. And that's what we don't have within this team. I'm not going to say he's going to get into the box and he's going to power 3, 4, 5 headers a year into the back of the net, because scoring is a bit of an issue for him. He's young. His scoring record, he's more of a creator than he is a massive scorer. Not a negative. He's young. He's had lack of opportunities as well. And that's not to say that he can't finish the ball, because his finishing is quite good as well. It's just what you see from him more often than not is his link-up play, and that for me is really exciting, because we are so stuttered when we get into the top half of the field. Another thing that really kind of perked my interest in him as well is we often...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Kind of give a lot of credit to strikers who can track back, strikers who can get in the way of runs, who can win the ball back or go to ball recoveries. Since Nicholas Jackson has been promoted to the VRL first team, he's shown a brilliant propensity to be able to do that, to put in the hard yards, to work, to track back. Ollie Watkins style, you know, I'm bringing him up because he's probably direct comparison with regards to his tracking back ability. He is diligent in his defensive work. He's very good at creating pressure high. Even when he's playing in that central role, he creates high pressure. And as I say, he's quite the large individual, you know, he's an imposing figure. So when he gets around the center half, he can get in the way of balls. And like, I'm not going to say he's going to go to ground and tackle somebody, get up and burst forward with the ball. He's not that type, but he's high pressing is apparent. We know Unai Emery likes that style, and Nicholas Jackson has been brought up in that style under Unai Emery at Villarreal. So that's all a positive as well, I think, for sure. So let's take a little look at some more of his statistics, how he weighs up against some of the Aston Villa incumbents. The statistics I've used for this target graph that we have on the side here, you'll notice that the dark red line is Nicholas Jackson. It would be remiss of me not to say that this is a limited sample set for Nicholas Jackson, and it's over the course of the whole of last year the statistics are utilized for Ollie Watkins and Danny Ings. So I'm fully aware there's potential for skewing with regards to the statistics here, but the sample set is what we have. And I wanted to give a reflection, I suppose, of what we've seen in Nicholas Jackson in senior football so far over the last 365 days. So what we can immediately see here is what I told you, what jumps out on screen. Remember, statistics are used to confirm or deny a potential bias that you might have gathered from watching a player. That's how I use them. Statistics aren't the be-all and end-all, but statistics can tell you whether your eyes are lying to you, or they can give you maybe another opportunity to maybe go back and look at it to see. And look, as I say, you might look at it and you might say, yeah, look, that statistic is a bit skewed, I think, because I'm seeing something different on the screen. So it gives you another data point to be able to make a more informed decision. So when we look at this here, I saw on the screen when I watched footage of this guy that he looked like he could really win the ball back. He could win the ball back in high areas, and he could work from those areas as well. 3.23 ball recoveries per 90 minutes is quite good, as you see there. Puts him in the top 78% of all forward players within within Europe's top five leagues, which is great. As I said, he's more of a creator than he is a goal scorer at this particular time in his career. You can see here he's out creating in shot creating actions and goal creating actions are two incumbent forwards at the moment by quite some distance. So that's really interesting to see. His goal creating actions are up at 0.51, 82% in the top 82% of all strikers within Europe. And as always, I show no shame in at times checking to see if I have the correct things put down on my sheets. So I am going to just look at that, because for me that sounds a bit high. So I just want to make sure that I haven't made any mistakes in the numbers that I give you, that I've given you there. Bear with me for one moment and we will see just that I don't second guess myself. Shot creating actions, what were we looking at? Goal creating actions, yeah, 0.51. So the number that I have shown you there is the correct number. And I shouldn't doubt myself as much in the future. So he's as I say, at this moment in time, he's more of a goal creator than he is a goal scorer at this time. As we can see there, he's played 17 games, scored 3 goals, and has had 2 assists. when we look at his shots, he isn't taking an awful lot of shots in senior football, specifically over the last 365 days. Our two incumbent strikers take more shots than him. But when he does take shots, he gets over 40%. He gets 40, where is it there, the shot on target. So 40% on the nose. Gets 40% of his shots on target, which is quite good for the amount of shots that he takes. It's in the middle. It's average enough. His average shot distance there, I think, is interesting. It's 77th percentile at 13 yards out from goal. I wish I had the comparison for Ollie Watkins and Danny Ings, but I can post them in a Twitter link afterwards if you guys would like those. But when we look at him, he doesn't miss an awful lot of big chances. I think he's very economical and he's striking at the moment. I think he's cute. He knows that he can't be this person who comes in and starts blazing him over the crossbar or taking shots from 25, 30 yards or stupid angles. And what he's doing is he's utilizing his attributes, I suppose, for the betterment of the team. And what does that say about the Unai Emery player, other than work for the team and not for yourself? Because he's very much a team ethic type of player. So Nicholas Jackson is somebody who is quite interesting from that point of view. Have I more slides on this? No, I don't. That's my last slide there. So I think all in all, with regards to Nicholas Jackson, I hope this has given you some more information on him. Once again, this is just my view on him. I would advise you to go and even look up YouTube videos of him if that's what you wish to do. I have tried to get my hands on as much information on him as I possibly could. As I say, he's a breakout player. He's a breakout star at the moment. Originally from anything else that we need to know about him, he's originally from Senegal. I'm just trying to look through here. He's basically, we've gone down through everything that we've that we needed to see from him at the moment. Playing with the Senegal underage teams at this moment in time, and obviously getting his chance in La Liga at the moment as well. Whether anything of this does come to fruition for Aston Villa, I don't know. I think it would be an interesting transfer. I would like to know more about him. I would be enlisting the help of people who have seen him and studied him at a far greater rate than maybe the 4 or 5 hours of footage that I've seen on him as well. But as I say, if you guys have any questions on him, pop them in the comments below. I will do my best to try and answer them. If you do like this video, please give us a thumbs up. Please subscribe to the podcast as well. It really helps us when you guys subscribe. As I say, you don't have to watch every single podcast that's there, but if you click the subscription button, if this is something that you like, it really helps us and it really helps the podcast out as well. So that's going to do it for this podcast. I'm Nicholas Jackson. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and remember, above all else, up the Villa.
Podcast Network.